It's a good chance.
Okay, so continuing from last time, we're doing a Tosos. Okay, we just kind of did the facts a little bit last time. So basically, we have the Shita of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that you can't say Zachal on the Shalom Afanav if it harms somebody else. Okay? In the case of your Chav La'Cherim, you can't say Zachal on the Shalom Afanav. You don't know. Top Tosos.
You?
Yeah. So, the idea being that we said is that the institution of Zachin is that you could do a, you could help out a fellow Ben Bris through your kinyan for him. But if you're Chav La'Cherim, then the thing which is simultaneously helping out one guy and hurting another guy. So that simply doesn't, the mechanism doesn't work, according to Rav Nachman. As if you say, the idea of the Ben Bris is not just the Tama Davar, but it's incorporated into the mechanism of Zachin. So, fine. So that's Yidus Rav Nachman. So the problem is that you have a case in Beitza, which seems to be the opposite. Rosh Hashanah seems to hold the other way. It's a stira, because the case is where you draw water from a well for your friend. And the case is, it's supposed to be Tchum Shabbos. So does the, when you draw the water for your friend, whose tchum does the water get? Does the water get your tchum or your friend's tchum? So there's a machokas. When Rav Nachman holds, it goes by your friend's tchum.
I'm sorry, how many lines down?
The first tosos.
Oh, the first one, okay.
So he says it goes by your friend's tchum. Right, so why is it your friend's tchum? Because Zachal Nashol Afanav, so you're Zachal for your friend. So the water, which becomes automatically a friend's water, goes by your friend's tchum. Whereas Rav Sheshes seemingly holds, he holds no, that you can't be zachen in this water because you're harming other people, and therefore it's not going to work, and therefore it goes by your tchum, because you picked it up, you're the one who picked it up. It doesn't go by your friend's tchum. So it seems to be exactly the opposite. That Rav Nachman, or not the opposite, Rav Nachman basically, doesn't work out. Does he hold that you could do zachen when you're chav lachem? Does he not? Aragmar says he said it doesn't work, and over there it seems like it does work. Okay. Right? That's the problem. So the Rashi over there answers that definitely everyone holds it doesn't work. Definitely Rav Nachman holds it doesn't work. Rav Nachman holds you definitely can't be zocha for your friend when you're makos shechav l'acherim. And therefore, when you pick up the water for your friend, it doesn't work. It's not kona for your friend. But the question is it kona for you? Is it kona for you, or it's simply not kona for anybody? So if you say it's kona for you, so then it's going to be your tchum. But if you say it's not kona for anybody, why would it not be kona for anybody? Because look, you picked it up for your friend. Now it doesn't work for your friend, fine, so it doesn't work. But you didn't pick it up for yourself either, so therefore it's nothing. Now when you give it to your friend, when you actually hand it to him, it becomes his. So therefore it goes by his tchum. So the reason why Rav Nachman said it goes by his tchum is not because Zachin works, but because when you pick it up, it simply doesn't do anything, and therefore it's ownerless until you give it to your friend. And once you give it to your friend, it takes on his tchum.
So you have to change his pshat to mean not the time you pick it up.
Right, exactly, right, correct. Okay. Right. And whereas Rav Sheshes, his argument is, no, that you're kona for yourself. You're kona for yourself.
You're saying that factually you had that kavana, or that's just what happened?
Well, that's kind of what happened. No, that's kind of what happens. And that's why Tosas rejects Rashi, because he says, right. Why should you be kona for yourself? Rav Nachman's point is excellent, is that you weren't trying to be kona for yourself. You were trying to be kona for him. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So why should it go? Why should it be that it's kona for you?
How?
Right. Right, that's what the religion says. It just says, Kivan de lo kona chavero, who kona? Right, since your friend isn't kona, you're kona. But the question is, how does that work? That just sounds like, just making that up. But what sense does that make? You weren't intending to be kona for your friend. You're intending to be kona for yourself. I'm sorry, you weren't intending for yourself. You're intending for him. Doesn't work, doesn't work. Right, so that's the Tosis. It's in Lama Tesman Alf in Lama Tesman Bez. I'm sorry, in what's it called? In Bez. So he basically just says explicitly, he says, In Svara, Lerav Shesha, she yakne hamagbiya, below Miskavin. He says, there's no Svara. That's what he rejects. He just says, there's no Svara for the Rav Shesha to say that the magbiya is going to be kona without having kavana. It doesn't make any sense. Shidrashi is in Beitza, Alam and Tesson Beitza. I mean, he just says it. It's at the very bottom before the Mishnah. He just says it. I mean, he doesn't really explain it. He just says it. This is what we should work on. I mean, at this point, I guess this should work on. Now, how's according to what's Rosh Hashanah say? I mean, we have to get the machlokas, but I mean, Ranachum makes sense. Is that you're basically not trying to pick it up for yourself, picking up for your friends. So you pick it up for your friends. That's it. It doesn't work. So therefore, it's still hafker. Now your friend picks it up, so he's gonna. What's the sense of Rosh Hashanah saying? Is that when you try to pick it up for your friend, it doesn't work. So therefore, you're gonna. But you're not trying to be gonna. You're not trying to be kona. So how does it work to be here for your friend? Yeah, how does it work for yourself? You're not trying to be kona for yourself. You're just trying to be kona for him, and it doesn't work. So that's it. It should just be nothing.
This is a radical approach.
So maybe we could. So I think maybe we could put all this stuff together. But I think maybe we could base it on something else we said a little earlier, a different machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, which I think will fit in very nicely with mm-hmm. this way of thinking, which is that. That the Gemara is talking about whether or not you say Zachin Aladim Makom whether it works Makom Shachav LaAcherim. Okay, could you use Zachin Shalapanav or Shachav LaAcherim? That's the Machlokas, right? Now Rashi says, but everyone agrees by Shlichus. If you actually appointed him a Shliach, then definitely you could do it. Definitely you could do it. Tosa says, what do you mean? What's the difference? If it doesn't work by Zachin, it doesn't work by Shlichus. Okay, so we said. So we said that the question is what's the relationship between Zachin and Shlichus? We said, according to Tosfos, Zachin is the same thing as Shlichus. But in Shlichus, he may not want it. So you need a Minoy Shlichus, you have to appoint the guy. But by Zachin, it's good for him. So it's like there's an automatic, there's an implied Minoy Shlichus. You don't have to actually appoint the guy. Everyone wants people to be Kona stuff on their behalf. That's good for them. So it's the same mechanism of Shlichus and Kamosa, with Shlichus. And it's just that Zachin is, it's Shlichus, where you don't need a Minoy. Okay, but the mechanism is the same exact thing. And that's why Tosa says that if they're arguing that by Zachin it's built upon helping out another person, so helping out another Jew, so if it doesn't, if there's a Machlokas, if Nachman says, well, if there's a Machlokas by Zachin, so then the same Machlokas has to be by Shlichus. If it doesn't work by Zachin because it's not the Tama Tavar, but it's really halachically helping out someone else, and it doesn't work as Chav L'Acher, and then by Shlichus also it doesn't work, because Zachin and Shlichus are the exact same thing. Okay, the exact same thing. The only difference is whether you need a Minoy or not. Whereas we said Rashi learns, no, Shlichus and Zachin are two different things. Shlichus is where you are doing a Kinyan for him. You are simply Kamosa. You're his agent. And that's really halachically an independent thing, not based on the bris is a tamadomer, but halachically it's I am simply his agent, and that works independent of helping, not helping. It's in the halachic pri, it's a concrete institution of a shluchah. He's his agent, but zachin where there is no minoy shlichos, that's where there's a machlokas, where you're not really setting up a formal institution. You're just being kona it for someone else. That's a different mechanism. That's a mechanism. I'm not his shliach. He never made me a shliach. I'm not his shliach. I'm my own guy. But the Torah is setting up a mechanism where I could be kona it and transfer the effect, the bialus, which is eventuated through the Kenyan, could be transferred to him. Again, shlichus is, according to Rashi, this is how we learn. Shlichus is where I am his agent. Because there's a mina shlichus. I'm him. Okay, shlichus nagamosa. But zachin is not that. Zachin, there's no mina, I'm not him. But I am myself, but the Torah is said that Tzachin is the Torah's positing an institution that I could do a Kinyan and through my Das transfer the Chalos of the Kinyan to him, to his Bialos, not to my Bialos. Right? And that, in that institution, which is me doing a Maisa Kinyan, transferring it to him, that's the Machlokas. Does that work because of the Bris? Are you helping out another guy? In which case it won't work if it's Chaval Cherem, or that works also as an independent halachic thing. And Bris is just a Talmud Davar. But Rashi, we said, learn that everyone holds Shlichus is definitely is an independent halachic thing, and that's where I'm your agent. And that's a different institution. And Zachin is not agent. Zachin is, I'm doing my Kinyan, transferring the effect. So it works out well. Is that Tosus argues that Shlichus is simply, I am acting for you. I'm your agent. Okay, I'm you. Think of it like that. Shlichus on the Kamosa. And Zachin is the exact same thing as Shlichus, according to Tosfos. So since that's the case, so he says, Ein Svara to say, if I pick it up for you, so I'm not acting for myself. I'm simply an agent. I'm not doing my Kinyan. I'm Kamosa. I'm an extension of you. Now, it doesn't work, because it's Chav L'Acherem. Okay, fine. So then it doesn't work for me. I was acting as, I'm not acting as a free agent, I'm acting as a shliach, as an agent. And since I am an agent, then zachin is the same thing as shliach, as according to Tosfos. So therefore, it's simply, this ain't svar to say, well, you can't do it for me, I had my shliach hat on. I wasn't acting, I had nothing to do with this thing. But according to Rashi, he learns that zachin is not really shlichos. Shlichos is shlichos. Shlichos is where you become a gavra of a shliach. You're acting as his agent. But zachin, you're your own guy. You're not his agent. He never appointed you to be an agent. You're simply your own guy, but you're doing your maisa kinyan, whose chalos is transferred to him through your das. So he says, so that's good. So that's good. This is Rosh Hashanah's argument. That's good if it works. But if it doesn't work, so now you did the Maisa Kenyan, and you simply can't transfer the chalos to the other guy because that's chavin to him, and chavin doesn't work. You can't do it, you can't transfer it in Machmash Chav Lacherim. Oh, so therefore you just left with your Maisa Kenyan. So therefore your Maisa Kenyan, your Kona. You know what I mean? So it's because of the nature of Zachin and the way Rashi learns Zachin, that really it's you're doing a Maisa Kenyan, which and transferring its effect to the other guy. So here you simply, if you can't transfer the effects, then you're just left with your Kenyan, so the effect is yours. It's your Zachin is always your Maisa Kenyan. It's just that the Gzeres HaKasav of Zachin is that you could do a Maisa Kenyan and transfer the effect to have it effective for somebody else, but again, that's if that's possible. But if you say that you can't do that, because Chav Lacherim, so now you're left with your Maisa Kenyan. So your Maisa Kenyan, and it's going to be for you. Whereas Rav Nachman is going to hold, right, again within Rashi, Rav Nachman's going to hold that even though Rav Nachman's going to say that Zachan works the same as Shlichas. That even though it's true, it's not. Halachically, he's not a gavra of a shliach, and you could separate out that Tama Dover is built into this and on that. But the way Zachin works is the same way Shlichus works. That I am doing, that I am simply doing a kinyan. It's his kinyan, as I'm acting on his behalf, and it's his kinyan, his chalos. Then they're not separable. So if that's the case, so then it's I'm acting on his behalf. So therefore, the kinyan is chal for him. Kinyan is chal for him. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Well, that's what he's then Rashi. Then Rashi is saying is that Rav Nachman's saying is that it works the same as shlichus. That even though it's not halachically the mechanism of shlichus, it's a new institution. But the institution of zachin operates the same way as institution of shlichus operates.
So what is it?
In other words, according to him, it works the same exact way shlichus works. But see, since by shlichus. It's like shlichus is, or the mina shlichus, you become a gavra shliach, and that exists independent of helping someone out or not helping someone out. You know, so that's why it's going to work. It could work even if it's chav l'acherim. But zachin, there is no minoy, but it's a principle that I have a right. In order to help someone out, I have a right to do X. To do what? Do the same thing as Kenyan. I have a right to do ma'isa Kenyan for him. It'll be his ma'isa Kenyan. Because I have the right to take on the same mechanism as by shliach. It's just that since shliach, where there's a minoy, it's set up as an independent thing without the tama davar. But by zachin, it's based upon the helping someone out. But the mechanism is the same mechanism as shliach. I'm taking on to do his action.
Is like Tosfos before.
It's like Tosfos, but the difference between Tosfos was learning that you can't split the two. You can't say. Tosfos was saying it actually is a shliach. You're actually a gavra of a shliach. Without a minoy. Rashi is saying it's the mechanism of shliach. It's the same mechanism as shlichus. But it's not like the gavra is a din of a shliach. The gavra is not a din of a shliach.
What's the difference between saying those two things?
Oh, the difference is that if you say it's actually shlichus, then you can't say in one of them the tama davar is built in, the other one's not built in, you are a shliach. But if you say that it's just using the mechanism, okay. But the mechanism, when it's intrinsic shlichus, so then you say the Torah is set up as an independent mechanism. But here, you're using the mechanism of shlichus in order to help someone out, but that could be based on the Tama Davar. Mm-hmm. Torah let you use that mechanism to help out someone out. You know, even though there wasn't a Mina shlichus, even though, you know.
Yeah.
But the mechanism, he holds is the same thing with the Rav Nachman. So since that's a mechanism, then I'm doing your Maisa, since the other guy's Maisa, so if it doesn't work for the other guy, then it's nothing. Whereas Rav Sheshet says, no, it's my Maisa, it's a new institution altogether.
When you say it's not shlichus, How far do you take
it? Right, exactly. How far removed is it from shlichus? So in Rashi, it's not shlichus. How far removed is it? Is it the same mechanism of shlichus? It's just that it's not as concrete and it's like, it's not that the gavra is defined as such, it's just using the mechanism of shlichus. Or do you say, no, it's a whole different mechanism. It's a whole different idea. It's a different mechanism. The mechanism of Yoma Isakini, which answers them. So that's what, right. Mm-hmm. What Nachman is saying is that it's the same mechanism of shliach. Now, therefore, it doesn't work when you're chav, when you know, it doesn't work when you're chav
lacherem. No, it's not therefore. And despite that, it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work. It's not actually shlichus. It's just modeled after shlichus. Meaning to start
according
with...
According to Rashi. Right. You're right, according to Rashi. So it doesn't work because it's... Right, the mechanism doesn't work.
To start
so
with,
it's
just the Torah empowered you to help your fellow Jew, and it uses the model of shlichus.
Right, exactly. So therefore, it doesn't work. Doesn't work when you're chav lacherem.
Right.
Oh, so now what? So now he's saying, oh, but now when you give it to the other guy, it works, because you were never going to. See, that's what he understands in your question. Your question is, so what's the Ranachon's Chiddush? Ranachon's Chiddush is that if once you say that it's, once you say it's not Shlichus, you might think it's this other mechanism, which is a mechanism, then you'd be Kona, and then even if you give it to him, you're Kona. But it's teaching you, no. What Ranachon's saying is that it's not Shlichus, but it's using the mechanism of Shlichus, and therefore, when you're doing it for him, if it doesn't work, So you're not Kona, you're just, it's just nothing. So now when you give it to him, so then he'll be Kona. So therefore it'll be like his Tchum. According to Alan Nachman, the difference in Shlichus, the Gavra is defined as a Shliach. It's like a separate institution, the Mina Shlichus and defining the Gavra as a Shliach. And that's an independent, that exists. Now I'm an agent and it doesn't matter helping, not helping, I simply am his agent. Whereas Zachin, there's no minoy, you're not defined, the gavra is not defined, but the mechanism is the same. That in order to, I'm my own guy, but in order to help someone out, I have the right to use the mechanism to act as if I am his shliach. I have the right to act, to do a maisa on his behalf, and it'll be his maisa. But that's built upon helping someone out, so therefore it's not going to work if it's chav l'acherem. But the mechanism is the same shliach, it's the same mechanism. It's like I am his shliach insofar as his maisa is concerned. Whereas building shlichus, that's like, it's I have like, it's a definition. It's like, that's my identity as a gavra. It defines me as such. And that has, the difference is only one, is that is the, in shlichus, because it's a concrete institution, with the minoi, it exists independent of the Talmud Dover. Suppose in Zachin, there's no appointment, so you can't say you're his agent, who are you? You're just a Talmud guy. But I act like his agent in order to help him out. But the action is simply says Maisa. Same type of mechanism as in Shlichus, where it says Maisa. Turns out it's not just a question about Kinyan or about it, it's specifically furthering our understanding of this Sugya of Zachin, how Zachin works as opposed to Shlucha. You know, so it's like a furtherance of the very, issues of the
it's
the
also
sugya.
Nice people
to do. It works nicely, it works together, Rashi and Tosfos. That's why Tosfos says Ain't Svara. Because Tosfos and Tosfos, you're Shlichus. Simply Zachin is Shlucha. So therefore, how could you say that it's going to, I was acting as a shliach, how could it be for me? It's not possible. But Rashi learned shlichus and zachen differently, so therefore there's a svar. It's a natural svar to say that. So now we have the next, so this was Rashi, but Tosfos rejects Rashi, right? So Tosfos has to give his own answer. So if you tell me that it works through same as shlichus, you can't differentiate as zachen shlichus. So now it doesn't make any sense to say that you're going to be kona. The only question then is, are you kona for your friend? Do you say zachin or shlichus when you chav lacherim? The problem is, the Rav Nachman by Matzia says that you don't say it, and shlichus is built upon the Talmud Davar. And in Beitza, apparently he seems to be saying that you do say it. You could be kona on behalf of your friend, the water. So Tosfos answers that no, it's a very easy answer. He says, because there's a lot of water in the pit. You're drawing water for your friend, but you're drawing water, it's a well, right? So there's a lot of water, so are you really chav l'acherem? I mean, you're not really harming anybody. It's not like you're taking away the water from anybody, because there's more water for the next guy. So since you're not chav l'acherem, so therefore if Nachman's going to say, oh, so no problem. So you're going up for your friend. Right? No problem. Going to be your friend. And Rav Shesha says, no, you can't. You chav l'acherem. And that's a problem. It's like, it's too good. It's too good. He pointed out a good point. Someone noticed this last week when we were doing it. Anyway, just, is this really comparable? Because I understand if it's a mitzvah and you're picking up mitzvah and thereby preventing everyone else from taking it. But the water in the well, hold on a second. Right? So the question is, how can you... You're not chavachem, so altogether. What's, but the Gemara says, I mean, Tosfos trying to explain the Gemara, which says that they're arguing about, like, so that's based upon the idea, I think that's based upon the idea of chavachem. That's the problem, that's why it wouldn't work. Maybe you could say, this is, I think, what David's trying to get at, is that, that the question is like this, is that, that when you say that, that shlichus, that Zachin and Shlichus are based upon the breast, based upon helping someone out, and therefore, halachically, it can't work by Chav L'Acherim. So how does it work? Do we really mean literally, it's like the Tamadavar is built in, that Shlichus or Zachin is an action of helping out another Jew, and therefore it simply can't work in the case where you're harming someone else? If that's the case, then here you're not harming anybody. Right? Here you're not harming anybody. Because there's enough water for everybody. So if you say that it means, in this particular case, if you are helping this guy, you can't help one guy at the expense of another guy, so here that's not happening. You're not harming the other guy. Or do you say, it's like this, is that there's two kinds of kinyanim. Okay, this is the one step I think you have to put in here, is that there's two kinds of kinyans. There's a kinyan of where basically like a guy is selling Ploni a house, and he simply has to do... Ploni has to do an action to realize the purchase. So the idea is simply a kinyan. It has my name written all over it, and I'm acting to finalize the thing, which is my kinyan altogether, and I'm simply actualizing it, realizing my ownership. Okay, that's the kinyan. As opposed to where an object which is really open to the public, and by implicit in my kinyan. Is a kinyan for me and an exclusion of everybody else. It's like it's being misalik that everyone else is a chus. Like something hafker is open for the rabbim, and by me taking it, I'm simultaneously taking it for myself and removing everybody else. I'm selecting myself and excluding everybody else. You know, again, when there's a particular thing which is for me, if someone, for instance, wants to give me a gift. He's not giving it to anybody. It's nothing to do with anybody. It's simply, he's giving me a gift. So my kinyan is simply actualizing my violence. It's not misalik. It's not removing anybody else. It's just actualizing my ownership. Okay. Again, as opposed to the other kind of kinyan where like a mitzvah or like by the Vachov, where you're implicit in your kinyan is the siluk of other people's kinyan, other people's rights, is the removal of other people's rights. So the way. So what Rav Sheshes is saying is that it's not built in. The Talmud Torah isn't built in, like in a particular case, that every time you're doing Zachin, you're helping out another Jew, and thereby it doesn't work if you're harming another Jew. But it's that when the Torah posited Zachin, it posited by Kenyan of class A, and not of Kenyan of class B. In other words, since there's a kinyan which is realizing your rishos, and therefore there's no reason why that's nothing to do with anybody else. So therefore, it's a positive zachin. But then there's a kinyan of you versus others, you being zocha and excluding others. In that kinyan, the Torah didn't posit zachin, because since zachin is based upon the idea of helping out someone in Kal Yisrael, so it's then posited by a kinyan which is. A helping of one to the exclusion of another. That class of kinyan, the Torah never applied zachin to. Zachin doesn't make. It was never applied by that class of kinyanim. Because of the problem. So it's not. The Talmud Torah isn't built in the way we meant it originally. But it means that the applicability of zachin was restricted in a categorical manner to the kinyanim of. Which are personal kinyanim, not kinyanim which are kinyan for him to the exclusion of others. Because so it's the class of kinyan which excludes others, which the Torah never applied zachin to.
What's the other class?
The class is just the kinyan of you, it has nothing to do with anybody else. You are just going to it. There's naskah, someone wants to give it to you. Nothing to do with it. He's not giving it to anyone, he's giving it to you. And you're just doing a ma'aseh kinyan and realizing that that transfer.
How does that help you in the well?
Oh, so now in the case of the well, which kind of kinyan is it? Is it a kinyan of excluding other people, or is it a kinyan of just you? So the thing is, well, the water which was in the well was water which is available for anybody. So now by you taking this water, you're for this guy, you're taking it for him to exclusion of others. So that type of kinyan is not a kinyan which the Torah applied zachen to. Now, even though in this particular case you're not harming anybody, but the class of kinyan is the class of kinyan of taking it for him to exclusion of others. And that class of kinyan the Torah never applied zachen to. Okay, but as opposed to Rav Nachman says, no, it's not applying it to class A as opposed to class B, but it's just saying is that zachen is a mechanism of helping out one Jew, of helping out a Jew, and therefore it doesn't work in a particular instance where you're harming another guy. But by the way, you're not harming anybody. So the idea is, I'm saying, the type of kinyan is a kinyan of excluding another guy, but because the practicalities of it, you're not actually harming another guy. So if you say that, it goes by the, right, if you say it goes by the particular, so you say in particular you're not harming anybody. But if you say that it's not that tom based, it's not that it's really in particular based on the tom, it's just that the Torah selected a class A as opposed to class B because this class is chav lacherem and this class is not chav lacherem. So then the class, the well case, is the class of kinyan where you're really harming another guy because you're being koneh to him as opposed to someone else. It just happens to be the particulars work out that it doesn't harm anybody. But if it sets itself up on a class of kinyan, so then it has to go across the board, low plug, and therefore it's not going to work by a kinyan of being misal like others.
Rav Shishon holds it really particular.
Rav Nachman holds it's really particular because Rav Nachman holds that here, since it's nachav lacherem, it will work.
Yeah, he holds it works.
Rav Nachman holds it works by the well case.
Oh, right.
Rav Sheshes holds it doesn't work. Rav Sheshes holds that it's a normal rule. It's chavachem, it's chavachem. It's more
categorical. It does go in particular. So here, no one's being...
Here, no one's being harmed. So it's like the Tama Dover. Rav Sheshes is nice because it's like, it's taking this idea of the Tom built in and going a little bit less. You know, it's not doing it in the way, you know, because normally you don't say Tama Dover. Nachman's being chiddush. He's saying it's a Tama Dover, but it's not just literally Tama Dover. He's just saying is that it wasn't applied across the board, but it was categorically limited. Whereas Rav Nachman's saying it's actually built into the thing in every particular kinyan that it's helping someone out. You know, it's good. It's again, it's a furtherance of the question. You know,
yeah.
It's good. I mean, that's what you want Tosism to be doing. You want Tosism to be
refining.
Helping you refining the definitions of the Gemara. You know.
Yeah.
So I heard Rebbe say once, it's like you can't learn the sugya without the Tosis. Like Tosis kind of shows you, directs you towards, you know, the ideas in the sugya. He's bringing them out, developing them, you know.
Right, distinction.
Right. I mean, that's good. If you all want your Torahs to be like that, you know, in Tosism. I mean, Rishonim in general. I mean, that's what Rishonim do, is they help you get the further points in the sugya, you know. And you get basic ideas, but the Rishonim help you refine the pinpoint, you know. Alrighty, so if we're good on this, then the next thing we have to go further in our Gemara, which is the Gemara is asking on Rav Nachman from a Poel, that a worker, okay, that basically a worker, if you tell me it can't be Chavacherim, but a worker could be Kona on behalf of his boss. So why don't you say I'm Chavacherim? So it says, no, workers are different. I mean, that's just what the Gemara is looking up to. Okay, so it's Yudim and Aleph, I guess it starts from Isve Rav Ola Rav Nachman. Okay, basically till the end of the Mishnah. It's a good chance we'll do it in a day or two. Okay.